I'll work on getting that soon. I'm just, how you gotta do this. Hi.
Hi, this is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today, Jaden?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am good. Thank you so much for asking. So we do have the client interview scheduled for you today, and this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
Yeah, that works.
All right. Awesome. By the way, this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. And thank you so much for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Now, our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. Now, first, I would like to verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities. That's the services and the keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together.
Okay.
All right. So, first, by the way, I'd like to confirm the security question we have set up for your account as your first pet's name. And the answer for that is Jazzy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you so much for having the terms and conditions signed, by the way. So now let us verify your business details so that we get to ensure accuracy. Just in case you hear anything that is inaccurate, let me know and I'll make those corrections.
Okay.
And we're going to start with your business name, which just to confirm is Sandusky Fence.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And the address that I have here is, let me pull it up really quick. That is 1099 CR2210 in Mineola, Texas 75773.
Yeah, that's the right one.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much for confirming that. Is this a home address or an office location?
Home.
Thank you so much for that, Jaden. And then, are you licensed, insured, or do you have a business registration?
Yeah, I'm registered with Wood County in Texas, and then I have insurance, and I'm bonded. I have a license in Oregon, but that's pretty irrelevant.
Got it, got it. Thank you so much for that. But to confirm, you are insured, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then, can you please send us a copy of your business documentation? Those will be needed in order to verify or optimize your Google Business Profile.
Okay, so you need like the Wood County?
That is correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
1 second.
And sure.
So what do I send that to? You got like an email or something?
Yes, I will send you an email, and you can just maybe simply respond to that email or have the documents uploaded to the client dashboard.
Okay.
All right. And then in regards to the address, we just wanted to confirm, although John has already noted that you prefer to hide the address online. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is like,
okay.
Yeah, I just work from home. I'm a contractor.
Got it. All right. So we'll definitely make sure to hide the address then. And are you receiving mail at the address provided?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Now, by the way, later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number. This is where your leads will contact you on. But for communications with locals, Flash, just to confirm, can we still reach you on the phone number 541-778-4730?
Yeah, that's the right number.
All right. Thank you so much. And to confirm, is this your email address, sanduskyj333@icloud.com?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, then. Now, if you don't mind me asking, do you have a Gmail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Now, for the, for Gmail, though, the reason why I'm asking is because for Google Business Profile, they will be requiring a Gmail account. So, this is just for Google Business Profile purposes. Can you provide us with your Gmail?
SanduskyJ3@gmail.com.
Awesome. All right, so to confirm, just to make sure that I have it right, it's sanduskyj3@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for that. So please do also check your email often, the iCloud email, since that's the one that we have on file, as that's where we will be sending you updates. It will be sent directly through your email, okay?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
All right. And then moving on with the website, just to confirm, we're going to be creating a new website for you, right?
Yeah. Good.
All right. Thank you so much for confirming that. And then let me just go ahead and pull up some website URL options or domain. Please allow me a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Jaden. So we have here SanduskyFans.com. Would that work?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. So we'll have it at SanduskyFans.com. Let me save that here. All right. And that will be your domain moving forward. Now, in case you cancel services with us, the domain name will be available to purchase for $99. And we will be building a modern, mobile-friendly website engineered for conversion.
Okay, sweet.
All right. And now moving on to the website specifics or what you would prefer on the website. What will be the brand colors that you would like on your website?
The brand color? What do you mean?
So what will be the colors that you would like to be used on your website?
Oh, colors. I'm sorry. I'll do green for sure. And then orange, black and white.
Green, orange, black and white.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And then what are the top 3 to 6 services that you would like to feature on your homepage?
Like wood fence, maybe like privacy fence, yeah.
Wood fence. Mm-hmm. So I have here privacy fence and then wood fence. Anything else?
I take out the wood. I take out the privacy. Just put wood, barbed wire, vinyl, and then like composite. I don't know if I'm throwing too much at you, but.
And that is barbed wire fence and then vinyl fence.
Yeah, barbed wire, vinyl, wood, composite.
Composite. All right, thank you so much for that. And then do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on the website?
Yeah, free quote.
Free quote, thank you.
No, free quote, like I'll quote the fence for free.
Right, wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And then
I thought you said code.
Oh, no. I'm sorry about that. But yes, in regards to the content on the website, do you want to have reviews, or do you have any reviews, rather, that is outside of Google that you want to display on the website?
Outside of Google?
Or maybe the reviews from your home advisor?
Oh, yeah. I could do that.
All right.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so we'll have the reviews on home advisor then. Let me just... All right, so I now have the link saved here. And then do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want represented on your website?
Yeah, I sent them over.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having them sent. And would you also like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos?
Yeah, I could do before and after, but it's all for the pictures I sent. So I just have to find the before ones.
Okay. That should work, yes. Once you get those, you can then have them uploaded to the client dashboard or send it to us through email, whichever you would prefer, though. All right. And then would you like to enable online payments on your site?
No.
All right, thank you. And would you also like customers to be able to book directly on your site with you?
I'd probably get like a notification on booked and stuff like that.
Right, yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, thank you. And then, are there any special features that you'd like to add on the website?
Sorry, I was in line. I don't want to do the booking thing. I want to be able to talk to people and figure out when I'm free. You know, I don't want to that's not a good idea.
All right, then, not a problem.
Yeah, as far as special features, I really don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe an AI chat widget or a blog maybe on the site?
Nah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And are there any websites maybe that you like, probably from competitors or any other websites?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And then, do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos?
No.
All right. Also, let me see here. Is there any specific that you want to see on your website that we have not covered yet?
No. No, that should be fine.
All right. Thank you. And then if you'd like a deeper conversation about site layout or advanced features, we can book a My Site call with our design specialist. Would you like to book that one?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. So now I mentioned about the call tracking phone number a while ago, and let us now set up the call tracking number. So this is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth, and we will be providing you with a unique local number that redirects instantly to your mainline. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. And this tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving you revenue. Also, you can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using the primary phone number as your username.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and pull up some call tracking phone numbers that we can choose from. Please allow me a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And then just to confirm, Jaden, the area code for the call tracking phone number is going to be 541.
It doesn't have to be. It's probably better if it was in Texas. But it's not a big deal. I'm not going to, like, pay extra. Mm-hmm. It's fine. If it's a hassle, it's fine.
If you have any other area code that you'd like, then we can look up for an available call tracking phone number with that area code then.
Oh, okay, sweet. Yeah. The area code I'd like, what the heck? For phone numbers. I want to be Mineola, which is, so really. Oh, 903 would be cool.
903. All right, let me look it up here. All right, so we do have a, 903 call tracking phone numbers. So I can go ahead and read you with some numbers. Let me know if you'd like me to read more or if you would like the number, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we have here 903-367-0007.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so we'll have it as 903-367-0007, right?
Okay, yeah, I got that written down.
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much. Let me save that one. And by the way, please do save this phone number on your phone as local leads in order for you to identify that the call or lead that you received is from the marketing campaign.
Okay. So when I get a phone call for someone on the fence, that number will pop up?
That is correct. Or it will pop up as local leads.
Okay.
But
and so when
have...
I give...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off. But you don't have to worry because after the call, you will be receiving a text message with the caller's information, and the caller's information will also be available in the client dashboard.
So if I tell people, hey, this is my work number, it's going to be 903-367-0007?
That will be, I mean, technically this is the phone number displayed on, online on your Google business profile, Facebook business page, and the website.
So that's what I'm saying. If I tell people to call that number and they call that number, it'll go to my phone?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, sweet.
All right. So let me, and once again, you can save it as local leads, just to make sure or just to identify that it's a lead coming from the marketing campaign.
Okay, sweet.
All right. And in line with this call tracking phone number, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting?
Sure, yeah.
All right. So whenever they call, they're going to be hearing, hi, thank you for calling Sandusky Fence. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you're an existing customer.
Oh, or they could just call me and it'll ring me?
That is correct.
Let's do that one. Yeah, I don't want to freaking loop around.
All right, so just to confirm, we're going to skip on the custom voice greeting. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. All right, and now we're going to go ahead and identify the most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients that are looking to hire now. Now, looking here, I do see some keywords that you have discussed with John. Also, I actually have some top performing industry keywords that I have pulled up on my end that I'd like to go over with you as well. But before that, may I know what is the number one service that you would like to win, or what is the number one service keyword that you would like to be found for?
Just pick one?
Yes.
Like fence install?
Fence install. Got that. Thank you. All right. So now I want to go over the keywords that John has noted, and then after that, I'll go over the keywords that I have pulled up on my end, okay?
Okay.
All right, so just to confirm, keywords noted by John were barbed wire fence installation, chain link fence installation, wood fence installation, commercial wood fence installation, commercial chain link fence installation, I'm sorry, that's commercial chain link fence installation service, and then commercial barbed wire fence installation service.
Yeah, that's probably good.
All right. And then for the keywords that I have pulled up on my end, let me know if there's anything that needs to be removed or if there's anything else that needs to be added, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I have here fence contractor, fence installation, fence repair, fence replacement, wood fence installation, wood fence repair, vinyl fence installation, vinyl fence repair, chain link fence repair, aluminum fence installation, aluminum fence repair.
Hold up a second.
Sure.
Not the steel and aluminum. Yeah, leave those.
Okay. So we'll be keeping aluminum fence installation, aluminum fence repair, and then steel fence installation and steel fence repair.
Yeah, you can leave all those. That's fine.
Okay. And then we also have here privacy fence installation, farm and ranch fence installation, ornamental iron fence installation, fence gate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the ornamental iron.
Okay. We'll remove that. And then we have fence gate installation, fence maintenance services, and fence staining and sealing.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Let me just save this one up. And just to confirm, when we discussed about the services to feature on the website, you mentioned about composite fencing?
Yeah.
All right. So just to confirm, we'll be having that added to the list of keywords as well, right?
Yeah, please.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me save that. And by the way, you will be receiving an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords, please go ahead and email us back so that we can make proper adjustments.
Okay.
All right. And now just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. All right, so is there anything that is unique about your business?
Not really.
All right. What sets you apart from your competitors?
Wow. Sorry. I don't know. I guess we're like quality. I think quality would be the best thing that we offer.
Got it. And what do customers like about your business?
What do they like about it? Probably just, I'm trying to think of a different word besides quality. Just how nice the fences are. You know, it's not always the cheapest, but it looks nice. Reliability.
Reliability, wonderful. All right. And then is this a locally owned and operated business? Do you provide maybe free estimates?
Free estimates and locally owned, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. And do you have a mission statement?
I don't know. Should I think of something?
Well, I can read you some mission statements that we can maybe use for now. And then if you have any other mission statement that you'd like to use on the website, then you can let us know, and then we can always update it.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So let me read you some mission statements that we have or that we can use for the meantime. So we have here, at Sandusky Fence, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. Or we can have it as at Sandusky Fence, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
Yeah, so the second one sounds better to me.
Okay. All right, let's save that here. And how about a tagline or a slogan, Jaden?
Do I need to have one?
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah.
You can always add it along the way if you have thought of any tagline or slogan that you'd like to feature on the website, though.
Yeah, I'll do it later.
Okay. All right. And how many years have you been in business? Or when was the business established?
Let's see. 6 years?
6 years. So that's about around 2020 or 2000. Okay. 2020. And Jaden, how many years of experience do you have?
What, me or just like the guys I work with too?
I mean you.
Let's say 20 plus years.
Wonderful. And how many people work with your company, including you?
Just me right now. I'm working on getting some other guys, but I don't have any paperwork or anything for them yet. You know what I mean?
Okay, got it. No worries. And then do you work with residential alone, or do you work with both residential and commercial?
Residential and commercial.
Thank you so much. Now, for the hours of operation, I'd like to confirm if what we have in the record is correct. Your business hours will be 24/7. Is that correct?
No. It's going to be 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then Saturday, it'll be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then am I going too fast?
Oh, I was able to follow.
Okay, and then Sunday is going to be like 12 p.m. So like, let's do 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
All right, Sunday. Now, just to confirm and make sure I got it right, but 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for Mondays through Friday, and then on Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays will be 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. And what are the types of payments that you accept?
I gotta figure out how to do card. Like cash, check, Venmo, Apple Pay.
Venmo and Apple Pay. All right. So now that we have your business info, you actually have two options. Option one, we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp at no extra cost. And option two, we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories. Which option do you prefer, Jaden?
Oh, I got to pay for the second one?
No, not at all.
So why, what's the difference?
All right, so for option one, we will be optimizing your business on the top channels. That's Google, Facebook, and Yelp. Now, for option two, we can list your company on 100-plus directories. And 100-plus directories could actually mean that your phone number is, I would say, being blanketed in hundreds of directories, and this can be open to a lot of spam calls and could lead to wasted time. I mean, technically, you're going to be appearing everywhere, but not always to the right audience.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't want to do that then. I'll do the one with the no spam calls.
All right. So we'll do option one. That's Google, Facebook, and Yelp. Thank you. All right. And now I would like to cover your Google business profile. This is a key asset for booking high-value jobs. And I'd like to confirm your business is located in Mineola, Texas, correct?
Yeah.
And this is the only location for the business. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
I mean, I do contracting work, so I go to people's houses and stuff. But
got it. But your base is is in Mineola, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right. And I would like to confirm, do you have an existing Google business profile, or do you know if you have one?
Yeah, I tried to make one, but I think I deleted it, or it might still be up. I don't know.
Got it. Have you probably have it verified?
No, it's not verified.
I see. Do you think you still have access to it?
I don't know. I'll see.
I mean,
right
if
now.
There's none, then we can create a new one for sure.
Yeah, just create a new one. I don't give a shit about that.
All right. Now, before we proceed with the creation of the Google business profile, we would like to ask which service areas, and that is specific to the cities or zip codes that you would like to dominate. By the way, we can add up to 10, but ideally for a more effective focus, we can add up to 5, and it should be within 2 hours drive of your base.
I'm sorry, what was that?
All right, so for the Google business profile, we need to set service areas. And
oh, yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, okay. So 2 hours is way too much. It's where I got to drive there and build a fence at their house. So I want to go, like, as far south as Tyler, Texas.
Tyler. Let me take note of that. Tyler.
And everything in between Mineola and Tyler, so it'll be like Lindale would be one place, right?
I'm sorry, that's Glendale?
Lynn. L-I-N. Okay. Yeah.
Got that. So I have here Tyler, Lindale.
Mineola, obviously. Pretty much anything within 30 minutes of Mineola. Besides Tyler, I know Tyler is farther than 30 minutes, but that's everything within 30 minutes plus Tyler.
All right, let me check here. All right, so by the way, we can add up to 10. So we already have 3, that's Lindale, Mineola, Tyler, and then should we also add Athens?
Add where?
To the service areas.
Yeah, where do you want to, where?
Athens, Texas.
Said Aspen?
Athens. A-T-H-E-N-S.
Oh, Athens. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, no. That's too far.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Do you want me to tell you some places? Because I got Google Maps pulled up. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
That would be possible. Any the cities that you would prefer to do services.
Okay, so we got Lyndale, Fowler, Mineola. Let's add Hawkins.
Hawkins?
Okay. Yeah, Hawkins.
All right.
Grand Saline.
Van.
Yeah, sorry. Grand Saline, S-A-L-I-N-E.
Uh-huh.
And then Van, like V-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then Quitman. And then Alba, A-L-B-A.
Uh-huh.
Emory, E-M-O-R-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Edgewood. How many is that?
So that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's 10?
Right, yes.
Okay.
All right, let me just save it here. Edgewood. All right. And so as we have discussed, we will be creating a Google Business profile. Now, Google will require 1 to 2 verifications. So after we create the Google Business profile and have it optimized, Google will be requiring verifications. And most of the time, the verification method that they will be needing is, or that they will be requiring, is video verification. But it could, other verification method can be through phone, email, or postcards. Now, your assistance, by the way, Jaden, is essential for success. And once again, most commonly, it will be a short video tour. So if it's requiring video verification, you just need to show your location, any signage that you may have, equipment, and proof of management. Proof of management can be invoices or business cards. But of course, we will send you specific instructions to make this quick and easy.
I know. That's the problem I ran into. That's the reason I'm getting you guys, because when I did the video verification, it wasn't working, and I couldn't tell why.
I'm sorry?
So when I did the video verification on my own, when I did all this that we're doing on my own, that's the problem I ran into was when I was doing the video verification. I was showing in my business cards and my truck and where I was. There's no street signs in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? So it just wasn't working. And so I was hoping you guys could help me out or at least speed
for
up
sure.
the process for everything.
Right, definitely. We'll definitely assist you with regards to verification or if there's any questions. But technically, in regards to making sure that the video verification goes through successfully, in regards to showing your vehicle, they would actually prefer that you show when you start the vehicle that it's working.
Mm, okay.
Right, so you would need to show when you insert the key and then that it started, you can actually show the dashboard.
Yeah. I just don't have, like, Sandusky fence on the side of my truck and stuff like that.
Which is fine. They can actually, or you can actually just show your plate number and then proceed with showing that the vehicle starts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And in regards to the signage, we can actually send you a signage for the business that you can use for the verification as well.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and create and ship out a signage for you then.
Okay.
Let me just have it requested really quick. And that will be sent to your address in Mineola, Texas, right?
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you so much. And by the way, Jaden, in the unlikely event that postcard method is going to be used, so you will be receiving one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you provided. And you can always reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. And just in case you have any troubles with video verification, please know you can also shorten the length of the video. We recommend it to be at least 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. Also, for the video quality, you can lower that on your phone if the video file is too large, and please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection. That way there will be no interruptions.
Okay.
All right. And for the Google Business profile to be verified and optimized, Google will also be needing some information to proceed further. And I will be sending you an email with a list of the documents that they will be asking. But you can send as much documents as you can, not necessarily all that's listed. So those documents requested or those documents that you can send can be a photo of your tools or equipment, work vehicle with its license plate, business license or insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So on the email, by the way, the email has a subject or a title that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. And in that email, there will be a link that you can fill out with these documents, or you can just simply respond to it with a document attached.
Okay.
All right. And, of course, we'll be following up with Google and let you know right away if anything else is needed. And
okay.
Now, Jaden, one of our growth feature that we offer is weekly Google profile posts. This is to keep you front and center in local search. Now, you'll be able to preview and update these anytime in your client dashboard. Would you like us to activate this for your business at no extra cost?
Well, it's weekly posts?
Yes. So we'll be creating weekly posts on your Google business profile. This is actually going to help us with causing traffic on your Google business profile.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, awesome. Thank you. And let us now talk about Yelp. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No.
Got it. So we can go ahead and create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure it will be optimized. Do you wish for us to proceed with creating one and optimizing it for you?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we will definitely proceed with creating and optimizing a Yelp page for your business. And now let us talk about Facebook business page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. And the reason why we're asking is because we need admin access, and this is for us to be able to run Facebook ads, since Facebook ads is included in your package.
Okay.
Are you able to grant us admin access to the Facebook page while we're on the phone?
Yeah, how do I do it?
Okay. Let me send you an email. It's going to have a link. You can just click on that link, follow a few prompts, and that should grant us access. Let me send it to you really quick. You will also receive a text message with the same link, by the way, so whichever you get to receive first, you can click on the link, either through text or email. And you should receive that any moment now. Let's give it a minute more. I'm sorry. Let me make sure it has been successfully sent. All right, so that has been successfully sent. You should receive it any moment. Awesome. Let me know if you have questions on the prompts or if there's anything that you need assistance with that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Let's see, it's doing the personal one. It's in my personal account.
So, yes, Facebook business pages cannot be created with a personal Facebook. So, that's the reason why it's asking for you to log into your personal Facebook account. But you don't have to worry because it's not going to grant us access to your personal profile or any of the personal information.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in Medford and it's called Sandusky Contracting right now, the Facebook page. So.
Mm-hmm. And would you be okay with us updating the business name on the Facebook page?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
So it says one account connected to Local Splash.
Awesome. Let me go ahead and check for the confirmation. Please allow me a moment. All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Jaden. So I did receive the admin access. Thank you so much for having that done. Just to confirm, it's the business or the Facebook page with business name Sandusky Contracting, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. And from here, we'll be optimizing your Facebook business page. And we're going to proceed with running Facebook ads after the optimization.
Okay.
All right. And now, as I have mentioned, Facebook ads is included in your package. And for the Facebook ads, would you like to send us specific images that you would like to be used on your ad campaign, any messaging, or do you want our creative team to handle this?
You guys can handle it. I mean, I'll see images eventually, but I already posted all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Facebook ad, by the way, is not going to be visible on the Facebook business page. But, of course, a preview or how your Facebook ad look like will be available or visible on the client dashboard.
So you think I should send some pictures, you're saying?
Well, yes, if you have any pictures that we can use for the Facebook ad, that will definitely work.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Although I understand there are pictures on your Facebook page, but we wouldn't recommend grabbing photos online as that will affect or change its quality.
Okay, yeah, I can send it to you guys.
Awesome, thank you so much. And now for the Facebook ad campaign, there are three lead response methods. That will be form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. So call, if we have it set for calls, that means any client that sees your ad on Facebook and wants to contact you will be able to give you a direct phone call. We can also set it for Facebook Messenger. That means they can reach out to you through Facebook Messenger. Or we can have it set up for form fill, wherein they will need to fill out a form, and that form will be sent to you real-time to your email and text message. Now, we can only select one. So which response method would you prefer to have set up for your Facebook ad?
I'll do a form that goes to my text message.
All right. Awesome. And, yes, that's actually the our recommended response method, as you're definitely not going to be missing out anything with form fill. Let me save that here. All right. And then, by the way, Dayden, our team is available Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Is there a specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out to you as needed?
Just reach out to me as needed.
All right. Thank you. All right, and then this is something that John has taken note on your account. So just to confirm, do you want us to create a logo design?
Sure.
Or do you have maybe a logo that you want to be used?
No, you can create it.
Okay. So we'll proceed with creating a logo. Let me take note of that. All right. So you will be seeing several important emails from us soon. And Jayden, please first review your keyword list. And let us know if you want to add or adjust. You can just simply respond to the message. And then if you have any project photos, videos, then please know you can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or the local Splash app. So by the way, we use only high quality copyright safe images. So in the event that the submitted photos are low resolution, then we will be adding industry stock photos as placeholders, which, of course, you can revise at any time. Do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
I'd rather not do that. I'd rather just send you guys photos.
Okay. All right, I'll take note of that then, not to use any. And so we'll definitely be waiting for the photos that you'll be sending us. You will for sure receive an email requesting for photos. And please know that your client dashboard login information, which should have already been sent, is something that you can use to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. Technically,
cool.
It's going to show you transparency in regards to the progress of your account.
Okay.
And now let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will be launched in phases. Facebook ad will be live in 7 to 14 days. And then for Google Business Profile, it is optimized in parallel So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. Once again, your client dashboard for real-time updates, or you can check your client dashboard for those updates real-time, and your growth will be monitored daily, and of course, we'll be meeting regularly to review and refine this strategy. And with that being said, Jaden, as your business becomes more visible, then please know that you may get calls, even text messages from scammers or even competitors claiming that they work for Google. They may also offer you unnecessary services for a fee. So if you're ever in doubt with those types of calls, you can just have them forwarded to us immediately. And please know that you, please know to never pay for anything additional unless it's from local/directly.
All right.
All right. And then we would like to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks. This is just to go over your early results and the next steps.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks from today, that is the 29th of this month, April, and that's a Wednesday. Would that work for you?
Sure.
All right. Do you have a preferred time for the 29th?
As late as possible.
Let me check here. Let me just check on the calendar really quick for an available time, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. All right, so we can have it scheduled for 5:30 p.m. Will that work for you?
Yeah.
All right, 5:30 p.m. All right, so we'll also be sending you a calendar invite as well. This will serve as a reminder. And now, before we wrap up, I would like to test your call tracking phone number. So I would be giving it a phone call. And then once you receive the call, if you can please have it answered, just to confirm that it's working.
All right.
All right. So let me go ahead and give it a call now. Please allow me a moment.
Thank you for calling Sandusky Fence to be your trusted services provider. For new customers, press 1. Press 2 for existing customers. Otherwise, for all other inquiries, press...
Hello, Jaden. Hello, Jaden, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I got it. I answered and everything.
Okay, I'm sorry, it actually dropped. Did you probably have the call disconnected right after it was picked up?
Well, I answered and talked, and then I didn't hear anything. I said hello. I can't hear you talking.
Oh, all right. If you don't mind, if we disconnect on this call and then I'll try to dial the call tracking number again. I just want to make sure that it's properly set up and working.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll go ahead and disconnect this line now. I'll be calling you through the call tracking number then. Goodbye for now, Jaden.